This is Jefferson Weaver with your CCN local news. Out of an abundance of caution, county and city schools will not be in session tomorrow. County schools will be under remote learning. Wyphal City Schools will have an optional teacher work day, but they will be back in session on Monday. Now, all area football games have been canceled for tomorrow night and have been moved to tonight due to Hurricane Helene's potential effect. Wyphal is playing at Heidi Trask at 7 p.m. You can listen to that right here on WTXY. Also, South Columbus is on the road to Pender County, taking on the Patriots at 7:30 p.m. East Columbus goes up against East Bladen at 7:30 in the Swamp. West Columbus was originally going to have their makeup games with Sand Hills tomorrow night. However, that game has been postponed and may not be rescheduled. Governor Roy Cooper has declared a state of emergency for all of North Carolina as Hurricane Helene takes aim at the western part of the state. The storm is expected to come ashore in Florida as a Category 3, potentially a Category 4 this evening. We will likely see less than 3 inches of rain here, but we do have the strong possibility of high winds and tornadoes in our area. Out west, 5 to 12 inches of rain are expected in the mountains in North Carolina. Due to the width of the storm, Columbus County will begin seeing effects tonight. Brunswick County has announced some government offices and schools will close tomorrow. A few other closings to report. National Night Out at the Sheriff's Office has been canceled. That was set for tomorrow night, but it has been canceled. It will not be rescheduled this year. Friday night's events at the Maze Craze at Galloway Farms have also been postponed. In other news this afternoon, heavy equipment and cadaver dogs are being used at a Delco landfill as investigators continue to search for the remains of Shanna Perry. The pregnant woman disappeared in May from Delco Prosper Road. Lance Sandlin has been charged with murder. His wife Emily Sandlin and ex-wife Lori Flowers have been charged as accessories. We have more on this story at ColumbusCountyNews.com. Jonathan Jordan will spend the next 18 to 23 years in prison after his conviction on drug trafficking charges Wednesday. He was arrested after a traffic stop turned up heroin, fentanyl, marijuana, and cocaine in 2022. The drugs were in a Crown Royal bag that fell from his pocket as he exited his vehicle. Southeastern Community College officially opened its new $375,000 greenhouse yesterday. The greenhouse was paid for through the North Carolina Tobacco Trust Fund. It's part of ongoing efforts to modernize agribusiness education in Columbus County. Residents who are still dealing with damage from last week's tropical storm cyclone here in Columbus County are asked to call the emergency services at 910-640-6610 and select option 4. There are resources available for storm victims in Columbus. Now, county commissioners on Monday voted to ask state and federal governments for help in the wake of the summer drought and tropical cyclone 8. Now, last week's storm was not named, although it came ashore with tropical storm force winds. Now, without a storm being officially named by the National Weather Service, crop insurance will not reimburse farmers for losses. Local leaders are hoping that state and federal officials can ease the way so farmers may realize some benefits from the crop insurance payment. For ColumbusCountyNews.com, this is Jefferson Weaver reporting.